Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Housing, a person's house, is it an investment? Is it a real? Is it an asset for retirement? Do you age in place? And what's the cost? Do you keep it? There's a lot of complexity around a house that people don't necessarily think about.
And when people get to a certain age and they look at their property that they're living in, they start to think about, will this be my forever home?
Right.
Will I be able to stay in this home for the rest of my life, knowing that I'm not going to be in the same physical capabilities as I am today?
Right.
At whatever age that is. Yep. That could be at any age.
Yes.
But that's when people start thinking. And then at some point in the future from that point, they start to say, maybe we should go to make some adjustments to our home, either retrofitting or maybe move or downsize or whatever it may be. And so it becomes a bigger piece of the puzzle when you start to look at different options that are in front of you. And sometimes, I think most times, you might need some help with a specialist when it comes to those types of issues.
Yeah. Amanda Koo is joining us today, Seniors Real Estate Specialist with CIR Realty. Amanda, first of all, thanks for joining us on the show, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me as well. It's a great pleasure to chat about this for sure.
So let's talk about this notion of downsizing, because in our business, Faisal, you and I, we often hear people talk about downsizing, and that term is often used, I think, synonymously with reducing the value of the home, extracting capital out of the home.
Correct.
Right? My reality, when I talk to people and see this happen, is that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. So when we start off with a retirement plan, we try to forecast what's going to happen in the future. And many times, clients of ours will say, oh, I'm going to downsize, so I'll use some of the equity to live my lifestyle as I go into the later years of my retirement. Okay, that makes sense. Then they go down that journey, and it's time to make that decision on, I want to sell. So they normally hit a fork in the road.
Right.
And one avenue is, I don't want to sell. I love where I live. Number two is, I want to downsize in literal square footage, but that may not mean lower price.
Right.
Or number three, they're going to go all the way to, like, I'm going to a condo and that's it. Like,
right.
I'm done.
Right.
Like, it's hard, especially in urban cities like ours, to downsize and take equity and put it in your pocket. But if you're not giving up location, amenities, or you're going further out into the city, out of the core of the city. So it's very interesting what happens. So Amanda, when we get to this point, and they start to call you up and say, Amanda, I'm interested to looking at my options that are out there. I use my terminology, they're at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
What's the steps that they normally go through in your experience when they're trying to decide, right size, downsize, get the hell out of Calgary, whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, it honestly depends. There's a lot of factors into that, like physical, emotional, lifestyle change, and health reasons, right? It's not just an easy thing to say, hey, look, we're just going to sell our property just because, and it's such a big conversation for a lot of people. So that those kind of factors really come down to play. So sometimes people don't really know. And so, for instance, we're coaching through somebody right now, and we have some resources to lean on to say, do you want to go into a senior's residence? Do you want to move out of the city? Are you going to be snowbirds? Like, all of those kind of things. Because downsizing, yes, it definitely does mean potentially a smaller mortgage or no mortgage, less taxes, less utilities, less upkeep, fewer stairs, and less cleaning for sure, and less yard maintenance. That can be a big factor where, if mobility is an issue, do you want to be moving to a condo and things like that? So those are definitely the conversations we have, and kind of having a really detailed questionnaire to go through, you know, what is your next kind of steps looking like? And so that's kind of the long story short about what happens to the largest assets. Until they really figure out what they may want to do in the future, the assets, you know, people will really figure that out once they start having that next steps kind of conversation. Right?
So Amanda, let's go back over the last 12, 18 months of experience. So we're going to go for some anecdotal evidence here. In the last 12 to 18 months, with all of your clients that you've dealt with, that you've assisted, how many of them are actually literally downsizing where they're taking equity out and putting it in their pocket and on average versus how many are downsizing by square footage, but not by price?
Yeah. And so many of my seniors are downsizing their portfolios as well. So they're saying, oh, hey, I don't need this condo anymore. I've had it rented for so long. Maybe I don't want to be a landlord anymore. Let's get rid of it. Condo markets have increased in value. This is the first time we've kind of seen the market really appreciate in the condo market, that people are seeing that recovery. And so the same kind of thing where that could be a part of that conversation. The other side is definitely the downsizing aspect, where if they're moving from a two-story house and they're moving into a bungalow or even a condo, I've seen a lot of builders in newer communities that have like bungalow style villas, and they're often townhouse style as well. So then you have less stairs, you have the walkability, you still have your independence and all of those kind of things. So definitely there's so many options out there. If I had to put a percentage, I would say it's about 30 to 40. People are definitely thinking about it right now. I'm just not sure if they're ready to, you know, they're getting their facts, they're getting their information, and they're planning and preparing. And that's probably the long story short of that. Right?
There's a lot of planning and preparing going into it. Yep. And one thing we talk about to our clients is right sizing inside your home or retrofitting your home.
Yeah.
So there's, and this is something that Dave and I debate about on intrinsic value of a real estate property. There are individuals out there who will start to retrofit their home. Let me give you some examples. They'll adjust the kitchen to make it more suitable as they age. They might put a lift in the stairwell, so on and so forth. And as you start to do these different retrofittings in your home, do you diminish the value of that home? Because now you are starting to have less people interested that would buy this property as move-in ready, because it's a smaller amount of people, or it's not a big deal. It's just going to end up, you know, it's about the same no matter what.
Yeah, to me, it's not a big deal, because a lot of people, if they have that kind of, let's say they have a lift from the garage to their first level of their home, if they put those things in, a lot of these companies are actually allowing for like a free return. Like, let's say that if you wanted to sell it and you wanted to get rid of those kind of things in the house because it's no longer a purpose, right? Like, then there's a lot of people that will just say, hey, you know, I work for that co-op, you know, healthcare company. They're like, we'll come in, we'll bring our people. You might lose a little bit of value, but, you know, we can restore it. But 9 times out of 10, most homeowners just leave it. They're just like, you know what, maybe I'll serve a purpose for somebody else in the future. And it might be a huge selling factor, especially with our transition for seniors and other people. Like, I read a statistic, you know, 2050, there would be more seniors than people aged under 15. And so looking at those kind of things, where that actually might be a huge selling piece, because knowing that equipment can be $10,000, it could be $15,000. So, you know, and if it just doesn't make sense to really need to remove it if the house is already retrofitted for the purposes of extra handy capable kind of.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Sorry, we do have to go to break now. Thank you so much. We definitely want to come bring you back and have more conversation about this. It's a very interesting topic, and a lot of people are talking about it. Dave, we've got our upcoming seminar on January 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Country Hills Golf Club, talking about bulletproofing your retirement, having income, and make sure your lifestyle is intact, real estate being a part of that. So make sure you go to morethanmoneyradio.com if you want to register.
Okay, join us after the break. There's a lot of misconception about what's happening in the world right now. It's a scary place. Investors are often scared. Let's talk about some of the myths and the realities after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.